we present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Captain Schadl, you will dismiss all duty guards at 10 o'clock and send them to the guard bunker, ostensibly to prepare their own breakout plans.
Yes, sir, Reichsleiter.
Herr Müller will lead the escort patrol from the building 10 minutes later. You have selected the men for the patrol, Captain?
Yes, sir, Reichsleiter. 3 men. Completely trustworthy. They will meet us here in an hour.
Good.
I've told them nothing so far, Herr Reichsleiter.
Naturally. Now, to coordinate our movements. Dr. Stumpfegger and I will remain here in the Führerbunker.
Remain, sir?
It is our duty to keep the others occupied. We shall do that by organizing a second planning session this evening to consider a general breakout for, say, tomorrow night.
Does that include all of us, sir?
Yes. I intend to propose Brigade Führermünke as breakout leader and to invite all men who are able to walk, as well as any of the women who wish it, to make the attempt.
Yes, sir, Reichsleiter.
I think I can guarantee a lively discussion, which will last for some hours. Plenty of time for Herr Müller and his party to leave unnoticed.
Yes, sir. I think you will find many eager to make their escape.
No doubt. To conclude, General Krebs has sought a ceasefire in order to discuss armistice terms with the Soviet commander. Such an important discussion can be expected to be lengthy.
Yes, sir, Reichsleiter.
Indeed, I'm hoping that the General will closet himself with the Soviet commander for as long as he can stretch it out.
Where is Krebs?
In a meeting with Dr. Goebbels and General Burgdorf.
All those meetings where the urgent things are left to dangle.
Quite, my dear Miller. He will be quit of them shortly. As for Dr. Goebbels, it is, of course, mandatory that you do not drop the slightest hint of our mission to anyone outside this room. Is that understood, Captain Schertl?
Yes, sir, Reichsleiter. Of course, sir.
Dr. Goebbels has been told of the request for a ceasefire, but he has not been acquainted with any other details.
Sir?
The Führer's orders quite naturally supersede any successes. You will show the greatest respect to Dr. Goebbels and treat him as Chancellor of the Reich, which by terms of the Führer's last will and testament, he now is. But you will tell him nothing of our obligations. Is that understood?
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
Müller?
Yeah?
Very well, Captain Schadl. You will please go now to the conference lounge to wait for General Krebs. Bring him to me the moment he is available.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter. Would that be all, sir?
Yes, Captain. As for you and I, Müller, and Dr. Stumpfegger, we'd better make haste to prepare for the events of the evening. We may not all be together again in one room, so, gentlemen, good luck.
Yes, Captain.
Reichsleiter Bormann would like to speak to you, sir, and to take you to him.
Probably wondering if the Soviets have agreed to a ceasefire. On that point, he can rest his mind.
Sir?
The Soviets seem jubilant over the prospect of ending the battle quickly. The guns will fall silent in approximately 1 hour.
Yes, sir.
But only in this sector, I fear. And I don't know for how long.
You will go alone?
No. I will be accompanied by an interpreter and 2 guides. I understand I am to be taken to General Zhukov of the 8th Guards Army.
Will you be able to keep him busy for long enough for safety?
Ah, you are aware of the true purpose of this negotiating session, then, Captain?
Yes, my General. Reichsleiter Bormann explained it to me less than an hour ago.
And what do you think of it, Captain?
It wasn't what I expected, sir.
Nor I.
What am I saying so, sir? I feel dishonored. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. And I pardon it. But I wouldn't repeat it to anyone else if I were you. We are soldiers. And must do as bidden. Honor must come later.
Yes, sir. I will keep that in mind.
To the north. Fires burning around the Reichstag. And over there, more flames along the southern edge of the Morbid. And buildings along the Spree.
Yeah. Sounds like they're still fighting in the old Reichstag, huh? Must be quite a pitched battle going on, in fact.
Yeah. I wonder why.
The Reds probably think Hitler's holed up in there.
More men dead for nothing.
Still ripping up the Tiergarten. I wonder if that old baboon is still alive.
What? What baboon?
I was just remembering something. One of the animals in his cage. Oh, that's when I was a volunteer for the army.
Oh.
Strange. Seems to be mostly small arms for now. Big guns piled in the back of the barracks along the Stettner station. Along the Tirpitz embankment of the Mendelstrasse military compound is still under fairly heavy bombardment, but elsewhere it's becoming quieter.
Maybe it is over. Maybe we have surrendered.
No, I don't think so. Well, they wouldn't be still fighting up around the Reichstag. I still see gun flashes in the distance, lots of them.
Oh, but they are not shooting here. And the guards seem to be leaving their posts. Surely that must mean something.
It means now is probably our best chance to get out of the building.
Oh, at last.
Now, we can't be sure they're all gone, so you just watch your step.
Yeah, I will.
Take it slow and don't make any noise. Head for the stairwell, Erica, and then wait. We'll go down a flight at a time, pausing as often as possible to listen.
I will be careful, Henri. You have no need to be anxious. I know what will happen if we are caught.
So far, so good. Nothing but the guns in the distance. No voices. No movement.
We seem to be alone in the building.
There's only one more flight of stairs. And that corridor between us and the safety of the street.
I won't feel safe until we are well away from here.
Yeah. All right, come on, let's get...
They might see you.
I doubt it. It's too dark.
But the fires in the street glow from them could give us away.
We'll be able to see them.
What is it?
They're by the blockhouse.
Oh, it is only a few feet below us. Oh, yes. Heavens.
Three SS men.
What are they doing there?
Scanning the area, I think.
of them's turned. He's waving. Why?
Looks like an all-clear signal to someone in the blockhouse. Ah.
Two figures in leather greatcoats. They have stepped out into the open.
It's difficult to make out who they are. I've a funny feeling I recognize them.
Recognize them, but how?
I don't know why, but I'm sure they're two of the three men we saw entering the blockhouse earlier today.
Oh, impossible.
No. One is almost certainly the high-ranking Gestapo officer. It's the same high-peaked black cap, same height, same thin chest.
What is it? What did you see?
Here, come on, that proves it. He is one of the men we saw earlier.
But why do you say
that? He has that same nervous flick of the head. There, look. He's done it again. He's looking about in the shadow.
And the other man. Do you recognize him, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Who is he?
Is the same size and weight of the semi-conscious man we saw being carried into the blockhouse by that Gestapo officer.
Oh, well, he is conscious now, though not too steady on his feet.
You almost reached the chancery wall, directly below our window.
If they should look up now, we must get back, away from the window. Henri!
No!
Henri! On their way to a military command post.
Oh, my love. Rats from a sinking ship. That's what we've got ahead of us. Some Nazi bigwigs scuttling for safety, and you and I are going to slink and scuttle right behind them. There. Just as I thought. There was a breach in the wall. Street at last. Erica.
Where are they?
They're picking their way across the Wilhelmplatz.
But if they should turn now.
Don't worry, they won't. They're too busy thinking of what's ahead of them.
They're making for the Hotel Kaiserhof.
Yeah, but why? It's completely burnt out.
Who cares? Let them go. They're on the street now. We can find our own way.
You know, I'm reluctant to lose sight of them.
For heaven's sake, why, Henri?
Quite honestly, Erica, I'm not sure which way to go. South is out. The Russians crossed the Lavra Canal 2 days ago. And east is out, too. We've come from there last night, and the area was already thick with Russians. So, northwest...
There are sounds of fighting in both those directions.
Yeah, but those men ahead of us, surely they must have some kind of plan, a predetermined escape route.
Oh, Andre, please, leave them.
We are better off following them, Erica. You can bet they figured the best way to get clear of here.
But what if they see us?
Come on, you keep saying that.
You keep ignoring that possibility.
We'll keep our distance. Now, come on, before we lose sight of them altogether.
I watched no one turn around. We are safe behind this overturned bus. Ole, what are you doing?
Trying to see where they've got to.
Oh, but be careful.
They're gone.
What?
They disappeared. The street's empty. Nothing but the great vacant ghost of the Kaiserhof towering above us.
Oh, I thought they'd be headed for the hotel.
Well, they wouldn't have gone inside. The walls are weak. That's too dangerous.
Perhaps they went into the subway.
What? There's an underground station here?
Yeah, near the hotel. It runs east and west, but the cars haven't worked for days.
Of course. They can walk at will down there without exposing themselves. Come on, let's move it. Human excrement. It's probably been used as a shelter.
Yeah, some of them have been. But they are generally too close to the surface to offer much protection. This one is deep in the heart of the government district.
So?
It would be empty. A few soldiers and Volkssturm militiamen might have taken temporary shelter.
Yeah, well, that would explain the stench.
But they must have gone long ago. No one else would dare come here. It is a forbidden zone, remember.
Oh, good. Then there shouldn't be anyone preventing us from following our quarry. Come on. Let's get down to the platform.
I'm trying to step quietly. It's so empty and hollow, everything echoes.
It's absolutely pitch black. Careful, there you go.
Yes, the end seems even blacker, if that is possible. How many... We can't go after them like this. It is impossible to see. We will only injure ourselves or get hopelessly lost. Or get trapped underground. If our shell...
Opposite direction. About 60 yards ahead.
Flashlight beams.
They're headed east. Why? What lies in that direction?
The Friedrichstrasse line. There is another subway station about half a kilometer from here. They can go north or south along the Friedrichstrasse or continue east to the Spielmarkt.
Get out. Off the platform.
What?
Onto the track. It'll make less noise. If they should turn around to rake the platform with their flashlights, then they won't catch sight of us.
Please, we can't.
Erika! Seem to be quite a number of them. Very good. We're in the northern limits of German territory, which has been severely narrowed inwards by the Russians. They must be leaving the underground, because if they went much further, they'd run into Russian soldiers instead of German civilians.
Oh, who cares? Let them go.
End of the line, I suppose. Hey, if we go up there, will we be far from that church where you left the others?
I don't know.
Well, we might as well find out. Sweet as this smoky air after that stench inside the dome.
Oh, yeah. We are several hundred yards from the Brandenburg Gate.
Now, the place has taken a terrific beating since I last saw it.
What is that noise? Like a battle going on.
It is. Inside the old Reichstag.
Oh, awful.
There's nothing there worth defending.
It is eerie to think that the Russians have penetrated so close.
Yeah. Where's the church from here?
I'm sure. I think they're... Look, they are still here.
Now, if we'd gone on casually chatting like this, we'd have half walked straight into them.
But what are they doing? One seems to be pointing in the direction of the letter station, and he keeps looking at his watch.
Whatever it is they're expecting seems about to make its appearance. Yeah, there it is, picking its way through the debris of the Brandenburg Gate.
It's an armored car of some kind.
Puma. No. It's all right, Eric. It's a starship. A Russian very pistol. It's to give light for the men to fire by.
Oh, Connery, look. Huh? That man. Gazing at the sky. The short one. His face.
Without a mustache. He shaved it off.
The 13th hour. The final episodes. Roger Dwyer stars as Henry Bascom and Linda Delport, Erica. The cast includes Gordon Van Royen, Robert Delkirk, James Irwin, Sean Taylor, Ronald France, Glyn Day, Lawrence Salier, Frederick Abramser, and Karen Short. Sound effects by Eckhard Barr. Audio recording by Johann Stassen.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortman.